kuulas laulu kuratist. Meide paisati itta kord läände, kõik ja seisime kaljute maa. Ja ka neveli sooda tšerkassi, teiga ial meid unusta saa.
Rünnak helvade terases tuules, osta pleekides kuradi vaeva.
Sirgub vabadu sidu, ei murta need ridu, kes Eesti eest annavad kõik.
Tere, and welcome to History of Estonia podcast. This is your host, William Parksley, recording from my home office in Anderson Township, a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. I hope you enjoyed the previous episode with Mark Kuldkep, an associate professor of Scandinavian history and politics at University College London, as much as I did. He is a powerhouse of an orator, and I am impressed with his knowledge and his ability as a scholar to describe complex events in an understandable manner. During our conversation, he mentioned the conditions Estonian soldiers faced at the front during World War I, and how, prior to the war, Estonians were more or less content with their role inside of the Russian Empire. At the front, Professor Kuldkep mentioned how Estonian soldiers faced Russian chauvinism and racism. When the Russian Empire started to splinter and fall into a period of civil war, Estonian soldiers, feeling shunned within the empire, took the opportunity to fight for their independence. There seemed to be a number of similarities between the experiences of Russian soldiers in the war in Ukraine and those of Russian soldiers in World War I. These include poor leadership and planning. In both wars, Russian soldiers have been plagued by poor leadership and planning. This has led to heavy casualties and strategic defeats. Lack of motivation. In both wars, many Russian soldiers have lacked motivation to fight. This has been due to a number of factors, including low morale, poor pay and conditions, and a lack of understanding of what they are fighting for. Use of outdated equipment. In both wars, Russian soldiers have been equipped with outdated weapons and equipment. This has put them at a disadvantage against their opponents. And high casualties. Both wars have been very costly for Russian soldiers. In World War I, Russia suffered over 8 million casualties, including over 1.7 million dead. In the war in Ukraine, Russia has suffered over 270,000 killed, and it appears the fight is far from over. In addition to these similarities, there are also some important differences between the two wars. One difference is the technological level of the warfare. World War I was the first truly industrialized war, and it saw the widespread use of new technologies such as machine guns, tanks, and airplanes. The war in Ukraine has also seen the use of new technologies, such as drones and precision-guided munitions. However, the war in Ukraine has also been characterized by a return to some of the more primitive forms of warfare that were used in World War I, such as trench warfare and artillery barrages. Another difference between the two wars in the political and social context in which they were fought, World War I was fought in the context of the collapse of the old European order and the rise of new ideologies such as nationalism and communism. The war in Ukraine is being fought in the context of post-Cold War era, and it is being driven by the ambitions of Russian President Vladimir Putin to resurrect the lost empire to Russia. However, when the empire fell apart, as Professor Mark Kuldkep astutely pointed out, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Finland all took the opportunity to establish their independence and fought for it. Since there are so many similarities, I am suggesting that we all keep an eye open and fixed on Russia when hopefully they eventually lose the war. Perhaps we will see the further disintegration of the old empire when Russian soldiers, especially the ethnic minorities who have suffered the brunt of the war, head home. Which would be fitting, since the restoration of the empire was the goal of the war from the outset. Despite the differences, the similarities between the experiences of Russian soldiers in the war in Ukraine and those of Russian soldiers in World War I are striking. Both wars have been characterized by poor leadership, lack of motivation, outdated equipment, high casualties, and Russian chauvinism. Finland, Estonia, and Latvia were all in a precarious situation at the end of World War I. All three countries had declared their independence from Russia in 1918, but they were all facing challenges from both internal and external forces. Internally, all three countries were struggling with the aftermath of the war. The war had caused widespread economic disruption and social unrest. In addition, all three countries were facing the challenge of building new governments and new institutions. Externally, all three countries were facing threats from their larger neighbors. Russia was reluctant to recognize their independence and continued to claim them as its territory. Germany was also a threat, as it was seeking to expand its influence in the Baltic region. In the midst of this turmoil, Rudiger von der Goltz emerged as a major figure in the region. Von der Goltz was a German general who had fought in World War I. He was a skilled commander and a ruthless tactician. Von der Goltz was first involved in Finland, where he led a German expeditionary force that helped the White Finnish government defeat the Red Finnish government in the Finnish Civil War of 1918. After the war, von der Goltz remained in Finland for several months to help the White Finnish government consolidate its power. In 1919, von der Goltz was appointed commander of the Baltische Landeswehr, a German-Baltic volunteer army that was fighting against the Red Army in Latvia. Von der Goltz quickly reorganized and strengthened the Landeswehr, and he successfully launched an offensive against the Red Army. By May 1919, von der Goltz's forces had captured Riga, the capital of Latvia. However, von der Goltz's ambitions were far beyond simply defeating the Red Army in Latvia. He also wanted to establish a pro-German government in Latvia and to incorporate Latvia and eventually Estonia into a German-dominated Mitteleuropa, which is like a Central European German-dominated state. To achieve these goals, von der Goltz deposed the Latvian nationalist government and installed a pro-German government in its place. He also began to recruit Latvian soldiers into the Landeswehr. However, von der Goltz's actions alienated the Latvian people, and many Latvians began to see him as an occupier rather than a liberator. In June 1919, von der Goltz launched an offensive against the Estonian army, which was occupying northern Latvia. The Estonian army was smaller than the Landeswehr, but it was better equipped and trained due to its 8-month struggle with the Soviet Red Army in its own war of independence. In the Battle of Cesis, the Estonian military defeated the Landeswehr, and von der Goltz was forced to withdraw his forces from Latvia. Von der Goltz's defeat in the Battle of Cesis marked the end of his ambitions for Latvia and Estonia. He was recalled to Germany in July 1919, and the Landeswehr was disbanded. Von der Goltz's role in the history of Finland, Estonia, and Latvia is a complex and controversial one. He helped to fight the Red Army in Latvia. He also tried to establish a pro-German government in Latvia. He eventually wanted to incorporate Estonia and Latvia into a German-dominated Mitteleuropa, and his actions alienated the Estonian and Latvian people, and they led to his defeat at the Battle of Cesis. After the Battle of Cesis, the Estonian government accused von der Goltz of war crimes. The Estonian government claimed that von der Goltz had ordered the execution of over 1,000 Latvian prisoners of war and civilians. Von der Goltz denied the allegations of war crimes. He claimed that rogue elements of the Landeswehr carried out the executions and that he had no knowledge of them. The allegations of war crimes against von der Goltz were never investigated or prosecuted. Von der Goltz died in 1946, and the allegations of war crimes against him were never forgotten. the Latvian government in 2003 and the Estonian government in 2019 opened criminal investigations into the allegations of war crimes against Van der Goltz. The investigations are still ongoing. So, what is the point of this Russian war on Ukraine? On the podcast, I've repeatedly pointed out what this war is about. It is about the restoration of the Russian Empire. Recently, a well-known Russian propagandist, Sergei Mardin, said it aloud and in Russian so there would be no misunderstanding. The next minute and 30 seconds will be Sergei Mardin explaining to his Russian audience the goal of the war, and it will then be followed by its English translation. Hope you have patience for it.
Что смысл гораздо раньше поняли там. Ну, по-своему, они, естественно, не то чтобы утрируют, но вот доминирование каких-то исторических мифов, заблуждений, шаблонов, оно не позволяет западным политикам, западным общественным деятелям, ну, четко сформулировать, но направление они улавливают верно. То, что они называют воссоздание Советского Союза, ну, вот когда они говорят, типа, Путин хочет восстановить Советский Союз. То есть для нас это звучит дико, для любого там русского человека, для человека любого русской культуры, вот понимающего всю ретроспективу нашего национального сознания на глубину, извините, на 1000 лет, ну, для нас воссоздание Советского Союза звучит, ну, немножечко как бы, ну, смешно. Какого Советского Союза? Окститесь. У нас помимо Советского Союза можно еще отмотать лет на 800 вглубь. И вам легче от этого не станет, вам станет еще хуже. Когда вдруг вы осознаете, что речь идет о воссоздании русского государства, речь идет о воссоздании Российской империи.
The translation is, over there, they have figured it out, what it means much sooner. In their way, it's not that they're exaggerating. Dominated by historical myths and misconceptions that don't allow Western politicians and public figures to formulate it precisely. Still, they correctly understand the direction that everything is going. They call it the restoration of the Soviet Union. They say, quote, Putin wants to restore the USSR, end quote. For any Russian person of Russian culture, it sounds bizarre. For any person who understands the retrospective of our national consciousness for the last 1,000 years. For us, the restoration of the USSR sounds a bit funny. What Soviet Union? Wake up, and we can rewind it 800 years more. You won't feel better. You will feel even worse. Once you finally realize what this is all about, is the restoration of the Russian nation, the restoration of the Russian Empire. In the next episode, we get to hear the views of the prominent Estonian foreign policy expert, Dr. Kristi Raik. She is the deputy director and head of the foreign policy program of the International Center for Defense and Security. We will discuss Estonia's foreign and security policy since the restoration of independence in 1991. It's sure to be a riveting conversation. I followed Dr. Kristi Raik on Twitter. And on September 28th, she posted, quote, in Berlin again, trying to understand German fears. Fears of getting into direct confrontation with Russia. We are all more likely to get there if we don't help Ukraine defeat Russia, and also in Crimea. Russia will not be satisfied by just one piece of Ukraine. We just need peace. She is absolutely spot on. All we need is peace. And I look forward to hearing more about her views on Estonia's past and maybe even present foreign and security policy when we meet next time. You can follow Dr. Raik or myself on the application formerly known as Twitter. You can also email me at sparsleyw@gmail.com. If you enjoy and support the podcast, please take the time and leave a positive rating and review, as it will help boost the podcast visibility. Thank you for listening. And until next time, Nagamist.
Aeksangari kord unusta ja tandrit taas andar. Ja surnud pealu sõdureist vaid tuul meil juttusta. Teeb tagasi meie jaoks poole, ehkki häving on silmade ees. Vaba Eesti eest palju ei ole, kui ka langes meist viinegi mees. Rünnak helvad merases tuules, kostab leekides kuradi naeb. Sirgub vabadusidu, ei murta need ridu, kes Eesti eest annavad kõik. Ei murta need ridu, kes Eesti eest antnud on kõik. Rünnak helvad verases tuules, vastab leekides kuradi naeb. Sirgub vabadusidu, ei murta need ridu, kes Eesti eest antnud on kõik.
If you are still with us and are curious about the music, it was Unzikad, Chord Voitless, a song from the War of Independence.